KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Discussions are underway about allowing Major League Baseball players to compete in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, but negotiations remain in the early stages. MLB is considering an extended All-Star break to accommodate the Olympic Baseball Tournament. It'll take place at Dodger Stadium in L.A. July 13th through the 19th in 2028. The proposed schedule would include the All-Star game on July 11th, and then the regular season would resume 10 days later on July 21st. The Players Association Interim Executive Director Bruce Meyer says players are interested in representing their country, but they want assurances on travel and accommodations. The U.S. has already qualified for the 2028 Olympic Baseball Tournament since they are the host nation. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's pleased with the league's automated ball strike system so far, which debuted this season, allowing teams to challenge ball and strike calls. Manfred says there's no immediate plans to use the technology to make every ball and strike decision, adding that MLB is still evaluating the challenge system. So far, teams have challenged just over 6,000 calls, and 53% of them have been overturned. The batters have won 48% of their challenges, while pitchers and catchers, so they've been successful 58% of the time. The Minnesota Twins, they've challenged more than any other team. They've also won more challenges, so the Twins lead that. Cincinnati, they've been the most successful team, winning 64% of the time, while Pittsburgh, they've had the lowest success rate at just 41%. Top overall pick Rock Chulosky has agreed to a record $10.3 million signing bonus with the Chicago White Sox. Chulosky, a 21-year-old shortstop from UCLA, was selected number one overall in last weekend's amateur draft. His bonus surpasses the previous draft record of $9.2 million. Chulosky hit .320 with 21 home runs and 60 RBIs in 60 games this past season for UCLA. Major League Baseball and the Players Union are at odds over the league's proposed salary cap system, with union leaders criticizing MLB's campaign in support of the plan. Bruce Meyer, the head of the Players Association, says the league is misleading fans by suggesting baseball is in financial trouble. Meyer pointed to strong attendance numbers and said the sport is thriving. Players have said they will not accept a salary cap. The debate comes as baseball's current labor agreement expires on December 1st. A lockout is expected if a new deal is not reached, which would mark the 10th work stoppage in baseball since 1972. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.